back from the nursing home. Last night, home late, my blood still loud with high-speed traffic, I stood on the deck by the lilies in the urn, looking out at the bay, letting go of the day. I wanted it back, wanted all the days back, yet knew my work was to let the past be. Suddenly, a deer in the ivy, step of stealth, even treachery, which stopped as the tinsel neck bent to eat. "It's good you don't like lilies," I called, low. "You've eaten everything else." It startled, froze into statue, the way deer do, and I moved closer to the rail to peer down. A doe, that fine-boned head, unencumbered, holding steady, one leg lifted. "Deer yoga," I smiled, admiring her form. After a while, she bent to eat again. "Glad I'm not threatening," I called. She didn't look up or stop chewing. I wanted more from her, some sign she apprehended. "Stop being such a child," I chided myself, expecting animals to talk. And then I heard my mother reading me books where she made them talk, her voice almost as strange as the sounds she makes now, bleating, unreachable.